Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I'm delighted to have you here with me today. I wanted to share with you a little bit of kind of a, what I did this weekend and then how it relates to business. So I participated in what's called the Divas Half Marathon in St. Augustine Beach, Florida. And it's basically a whole bunch of women get together and they run 13.1 miles or walk and run, which is what I did basically. And wear pink tutus. And then at the end, they hand out little tiaras and a boa and you get this lovely blingy medal that's a crown with lots of, you know, glittery stuff on it. And it was a lot of fun. It was hard work. Although I am proud to say I set a new PR personal record yesterday. Okay, 2 hours and 45 minutes. Yes, the fastest person finished in like an hour and a half. But, you know, I'm never going to be the fastest runner on the planet. I know that. But I'm quite content at finishing in 2 hours and 45 minutes. Thank you very much. That was the best time that I've ever done a half marathon. And I'm pretty darn proud of it. So, there was probably about 2,500 people, I think. And 99% of them were women. There were a couple of men. But it's interesting. I was actually reading up on the popularity of half marathons. And I've been doing this. God, I can't believe it. I started racing in 2004. First time I ever signed up to do a full marathon, actually, believe it or not. But anyway, in like 2013, 2 million people finished the half marathon, and 61% of those runners were women. So, and it's just growing. Like in 1990, there were only 303,000 finishers, and it's just really grown crazily since then. But the thing about it is that a half marathon and a full marathon, but even a half marathon, does require a lot of training, and you've got to get the miles under your belt in order to be able to complete this race. So what does that have to do with marketing? And what does it have to do with your business? Well, here's the thing. You see, a lot of people do sign up to run a marathon or a half marathon. And as I said, it takes months of training to build up your endurance. And a lot of people don't have the patience or the commitment for that. And it is too bad because as one who has completed the race, even though my thighs were killing me at the end yesterday, you know, it's still, I had a great sense of accomplishment for doing it. And I know that I am, you know, part of a group of athletes who are actually doing this. Here's the thing is that actually marathon running or even half marathon running, it actually has a lot in common with the sales process. And part of being a business owner, I'm sure you know, is that you do have to go out and sell. You've got to sell your product and service. And of course, once your company gets big enough where you can actually hire salespeople, you need to make sure then that your salespeople are trained to be able to go out and sell your products and services as well as you would, right? But here's the thing is that too many salespeople don't take the long view when it comes to actually following up with a prospect. You see, they feel if they can't close the deal quickly, then they just are going to just give up and move on to the next lead. But those salespeople and business owners who stick with it for the long haul, like a long distance runner, are usually rewarded with a lifetime customer. So you've got to take this, when you take this marathon approach to follow up, then you're going to have an opportunity to get to know more about your prospect so that then you can better serve him or her with your particular product or service. So how do you do this? Well, you got to take time. Take time to ask your prospect questions. Learn about their desires and expectations, because remember, here's a key thing. Knowledge is power, and you need lots of knowledge with today's highly sophisticated buyer. But here's the thing too. You know what? There are going to be times when a prospect tells you they are not interested in buying your product or service. But you see, the marathon salesperson is not going to take this as a definitive no. They're going to try to maybe answer any objections first and then thank the prospect for their time. But is it going to end there? No, you don't stop there, because now that really good dedicated salesperson is then going to add the prospect to their company's e-newsletter list and send them useful articles from time to time, or connect with them on social media and again, share information with them on social media. Because when you take this approach, you are going to stay top of mind with the prospect so that when their situation changes and now they're finally ready to buy, who are they going to call? In the old words of the Ghostbusters, who are they going to call? They're going to call you. They're going to call you because you stay top of mind with them. So remember, when you put in as much time and commitment to closing the sale as a long-distance runner, half marathon, marathon runner does to go the distance, then you know what? You're going to cross the finish line well ahead of your competition. So I hope you got some value out of that little bit of advice today. I know it's kind of a short and sweet one, but I think it's one that bears, hearing from time to time. I think sometimes we take, if we take the sales process for granted or we just kind of forget. And especially this time of year, I'm recording this in December, the end of the year, and things, kind of get a little bit crazy. But this is an even more golden opportunity for you to stay in touch with those prospects so that they are going to be ready to buy, and they're going to buy from you when they're ready to buy. All right. If you got value out of this podcast today, I encourage you, as always, to subscribe to Right Sell Succeed on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And if you'd be so kind as to leave a review as well on those platforms, that would be fantastic. And I'd also love to hear from you. I would love to connect with you on social media. I'm on Twitter at Gloria Rand. You can also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all those wonderful places. So until next time, this is Gloria Rand wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sell Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSellSucceed.